Might be dreaming of a white Christmas, but it looks like it's going to be more of a wet Christmas. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Rob.
Good morning on this Christmas Eve. Very intense weather about to set upon us.
That's right. Now, you've been describing it as mild and wild. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect for Christmas Eve into Christmas Day.
A lot of rain and very strong winds will cause widespread power outages. So when I talk about the wild and mild side, it's always a question of where the storm track is, especially here in coastal southern New England. Our climate varies so much, especially at this time of the year. Remember, the Gulf Stream is not that far offshore, and eddies from the Gulf Stream come as close as 200 or 300 miles from Cape Cod. That water is 70 to 75 degrees. You go to the north and west into Quebec, and typically 30, 40 below zero. Of course, these are the longest nights of the year now. The sun doesn't even come up here in the Boston South Shore area for another 40 minutes or so. So that's losing a lot of heat, extreme cold in one direction, all that heat and moisture in the other direction. That's why it's so important to follow the storm track. The storm just a week ago put us on its colder side with all the snow and ice. And again, now we're going to be on the warmer side. This is has the intensity of a Category 1 hurricane when you look at the weather charts over the northern Great Lakes. And it's going to redevelop nearby, track to our west tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about in terms of wild and mild.
Now, give me a timeline. If people tonight are, you know, gathering for Christmas Eve, when can they expect the rain to really get heavy?
It'd be very late tonight, around this time tomorrow morning.
And how long will that continue through the day? When will that finally wind down?
Well, it's going to be two bouts of intense weather. The first will be around this time tomorrow morning. That's when the highest winds will occur. And, you know, we've had a lot of power issues already this fall with high wind events. This is going to be one of the strongest ones. And again, because of that redevelopment of the storm, it looks to be just around 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. during Christmas morning. And again, a high wind warning is up. That's the strongest warning the government can give you of the potential of wind damage. And that means tree limbs, trees, and power lines. So that'll be the first bout with the highest wind, and it will be raining pretty hard at that time as well. The second bout comes with the cold front passing across southern New England, and that can set off, as we've been saying, a stronger thunderstorm with a squall, with those high wind gusts. The winds above us at that time around 11 o'clock to 1 or 2 in the afternoon will be at 80 to 100 miles an hour, just about 2 or 3,000 feet up. So the question is, how much of that can actually reach down near the surface? The snow will be completely gone from the ground, so there won't be that cold stabilizing factor. And it's just a question of whether we get any of those 70 or 80 mile an hour wind gusts to reach all the way down to the ground. But we should expect damaging gusts even at that time, with the heaviest of the rain gradually moving away.
So good time to stay home with your immediate family and listen to the radio.
Yeah, make sure you're as prepared as you can be. Of course, charge up your devices. You've got a lot of cooking to do tomorrow. You may want to get that done today.
Thank you very much. Again, that's our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman, telling us a little bit about what we can expect weather-wise.